I just realized that this show's title will be confusing. Anyway, welcome to the CISO C Show. I'm Andrew Steven. This week we're going to do something different. That's right, we're doing a clip show. I don't know if you're happy about that, but actually, rather than playing excerpts of previous episodes like a traditional clip show, we're going to look at 10 different comedians who got their start performing at UCB. So maybe it's more of a top 10 list or a countdown where they're all equal. Is this what a listicle is? Anyway, let's get started.
Number 1, Zach Woods.
Before he played Gabe on The Office or starred in HBO's Silicon Valley, Zach Woods was traveling to New York City to take improv classes. Here's a clip of Zach talking about that with Pete Holmes.
I'm so glad you're here. This is a real trip for me. Zach and I were friends in New York.
Yeah.
And you taught my improv class at UCB.
Yeah.
Which is wild.
Yeah.
Right?
I was talking to one of your producers. I was saying I wish that you had been in some way a difficult or terrible student, but you were just an amazing improviser, well, which doesn't make for good stories. It's just...
No, it does. You could give it a try.
I mean, Pete just shattered the backboard every single
time. But that was in New York.
Right.
My producers, I'm not going to make it seem like we didn't do research. They told me, I didn't know this, you had a weird way to get to New York.
Well, I started doing improv when I was 16. I would take the train. I lived in Pennsylvania, in like a little suburb in Pennsylvania, and I would take the train into New York to do classes and shows at Upright Citizens Brigade.
Whoa.
And I didn't tell anyone I went to school with because I liked having like a secret life in New York.
Some kids build like a shed in the woods and you're like, this is mine. You were going into Manhattan and studying.
I had a shed too. Before I started taking improv classes, I wanted to be a jazz musician very badly. And
can't you just do that?
I mean, I wanted the full experience. I wanted to be in New York, and I wanted to be a jazz musician, and I would play trumpet. I had like memorized the autobiography of Miles Davis and lived by it as a personal Bible.
You memorized it?
Parts of it, not the whole thing. I'd wear a fedora, but like no other jazz clothes, just a fedora and then normal like 14-year-old boy clothes. So it'd be like a fedora and then like a picture of like a pitcher, and it'd say like "Gouge" on it or whatever, and then, like. Bugle boy shorts. And
this guy does heroin. No.
Number 2, Jordan Peele.
Jordan Peele started studying improv at I.O. and went on to perform at the UCB with his improv duo, Two White Guys. Peele and his co-star, Keegan-Michael Key, stopped by Conan to talk about some of their favorite made-up words.
One sign that you've really made it is that one of the phrases that you created is now in the Urban Dictionary. The Urban Dictionary recently added noise, N-O-Y-C-E, which you guys...
Well, that's, you know... Oh, no, the Urban Dictionary already screwed up?
Screwed up, yeah. It's N-O-O-I-C-E. So that's already messed up.
All right.
But that was...
If
that,
I were
that
you, I would just take it.
Take it.
You're in the Urban
we don't
Dictionary.
Want it. We don't want noise. No, noise was in the ether. That was an observation we made on our sketch.
But like you said, we'll take credit for it.
For anyone in the crowd who doesn't know what noise is, why don't you tell them what it's all about?
Well, noise simply means something that is incredible beyond words. So what we've done is given a word to that which cannot be expressed.
Mm-hmm.
So if you see something that's more too amazing for words, you just go, oh, noise! So yeah. And it's usually a display, it's usually some physical human display of daring
yes.
do.
Okay, well, let's see. I think it's in the Urban Dictionary.
Oh,
yeah. And oh, no, they spelled
it right. Yeah.
They spelled it right. I spelled it wrong.
Conan's writers.
Wait a minute, yeah. Conan's writers got
Conan's
it wrong.
Conan's writers got it wrong.
Uh-huh. They're the ones that tell me how to spell stuff.
Yeah.
You've also invented other sayings that I and there's one that I don't know, Armenian conveyor belt. You guys
that
use
was,
that in a sketch. What's the Armenian conveyor belt?
There was a sketch where it's called Bup 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 Bup. And the premise of the sketch is
that we're... anything you say real?
No, there's no.
We got noise.
No.
We got bup bup bup. We got Armenian conveyor belt.
No, I mean, well, that's a lot of this is hanging out with Keegan because he has his own language, mm-hmm. Keeganese.
Yeah.
Like if we're in the trailer getting our makeup on in the morning, he'll just for no reason be like, "Skufoisen." Like, that's and but for him.
Right.
The conjunctions are skoisen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I speak in adjectives all the time, and I just say things. And everybody now in the trailer knows what I'm talking about. Like, guys, let's get out there and squinculate this jam. We got to twerk it out. And they all know exactly what I'm talking about.
They all know what to do.
It's like working with a Christmas elf. It's delightful. It's adorable and delightful.
So what is the Armenian conveyor belt?
So that would be an imaginary sexual act. Well, I guess it's not imaginary.
It's not imaginary.
But in this specific sketch, I was a character who was trying to get a guy at his bachelor party and the other bachelors to engage in a sexual act with a stripper, you know?
Yeah.
So it's like, you know? I'm in front of you, you're in front of me, he's in front of me, she's in front of you, And the guys start to go, wait a second.
Where is she again? Where is she? In the equation.
It's very
important. You guys, it's no big deal. Armenian conveyor belt, you're in the front, I'm in the back, she's standing over there. Swish, where is she standing?
She's in the next row.
Wait a minute. Armenian conveyor belt, knock it down, pick it back up, put him over here, I lay on top of you.
So Armenian conveyor belt, I think it was actually improvised on that day. So there's no judgment on Armenian people and
we
what
just
they
like
do.
The A word, Armenian conveyor belt, and I think it was, and then the Albanian water hose.
So it's random.
It's just really random. It could be anything. Bulgarian, Macedonian. It's all from the Balkans.
Number 3, Andy Daly.
Andy Daly was one of the first people to enroll in classes at UCB in New York, and he regularly performs as a member of ASCAT. You can also see him on CISO's own The UCB Show. Here's a clip of Andy performing at ASCAT.
Well, sure. I'll have some crack if that's what's going. Why not? I have it from time to time, you know.
Really? It doesn't seem like the kind of thing that you have from time to time. Crack is something people do hardcore, and they do it till they can't get any more, and then they're done.
Johnny, if someone wants a crack, sell it to them.
I'm not a good businessman.
The wife and I are going with some friends up to the mountains this weekend. Thought it'd be nice to bring some crack along.
I'm sure it'll make it an interesting trip, so.
Oh, I'm sure it will, yes. These it's sort of a wild couple.
If you're not selling jeans, I want you stocking Levi's.
I'm sorry. Okay. I said
you said
something.
Selling jeans.
Yeah.
That was odd.
It's a very abusive place to work.
Now, what am I smoking again?
Well, it's called crack. I don't know how they make it, but I guess it's the biggest thing.
Quit touching me like a tiger. Your claws are raking my back.
We've been up here on the mountain for 3 days. When are we going to leave and try the skiing?
Oh, I don't know that we'll get to it, actually.
Yeah.
I'm feeling
good. I haven't had one urge to ski since we got here.
Or eat, or anything.
Yeah.
It's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Shouldn't we go on a hike or something?
We can go on a hike in the middle of the room.
Have you tried the crack?
Oh, fuck it.
Yeah, give it a try. It does make you itchy.
Yeah. I thought it was the wool blanket.
I
threw it out the window.
So,
without opening the window.
Again, let's start talking about this rocket ship we're going to build.
Yes.
We've got to get on it. I think it's definitely possible. We just get enough things together and put them together.
Yeah, it'll work.
We should empty the garbage out of the garbage can.
Where the fuck is it?
There's a knock at the door.
What's going on?
There's a knock at the door.
Number 4, Jason Mantzoukas.
Jason Mantzoukas, one of my favorites. He's a member of the UCB house team Mother and performs regularly at UCB Franklin with his show Soundtrack, where he and a group of improvisers create scenes based on random songs from audiences' iPhones. Recently, Jason Mantzoukas was on Late Night with Seth Meyers.
From that very funny clip from your film.
Yes, my film.
Your film.
My film.
And it's so nice.
I mean, yes, Robert De Niro and Zac Efron are in it, but it is my film.
They're both, yeah. It's very clear from the clip. You have almost all the lines in the clip.
And I assume... Right? Based on that, you would think I say all the lines in the movie, which I do. If you want to come see the movie with me, sit next to me, and I'll just say all the lines in your ear.
Now, you kind of, don't take this the wrong way, but I feel like you're a little bit of a scumbag in character there. Not in real life. Just you.
Well, hang on a second.
Well, I'm just...
Are you judging that by the three lone dreadlocks that my character has on the back of his head?
Three lone dreadlocks?
Just three dreadlocks left over from something really messed up in his life.
So, but you, over the course of your career, you've played a lot of these characters. So I would like to read your projects.
Oh, boy.
And I want you to tell me whether or not you played a scumbag or an almost normal person.
I love even that there is a qualifier for normal person.
Yeah.
An almost normal person.
Yeah.
All right, let's do it.
The television show Community.
Okay. Scumbag.
Yeah.
I played a real scumbag, like a community theater director who treats Ken Jeong really poorly.
Okay.
He's a real scumbag, that guy.
Parks and Rec.
Parks and Rec. Dennis Feinstein. Absolute scumbag. Like, perfume mogul in Pawnee, Indiana, who is a real piece of, like, just garbage. It's awful.
The League.
The League is, like, the scumbag.
Yeah.
Rafi from The League is a true untethered monster.
Yeah. Really bad guy.
And arguably the character that I'm most well known for, and which leads most people to believe upon meeting me that they are meeting, like, someone who is, like, genuinely committed war crimes.
What about the Kroll Show?
Kroll Show. Like, a number of scumbags. I played a number of scumbags on that show.
So you could... I played multiple characters.
Broad City. Scumbag. Oof. Me and Matt Jones played DJs, already scumbag.
Right.
Right? Instantly, boom. I say DJs at a rooftop party, and you guys are like, scumbag. But here's the twist. The DJs are trying to get the girls to have a foursome.
Such a scumbag.
Scumbag.
All right, I'm feeling confident about this. New film this year, The Night Before.
Night Before. Okay. Okay. Here's the thing. I play a very drunk, I mean, only one scene in this movie, I play a very drunk man dressed as Santa Claus.
Uh-huh.
Who is pissing against a wall in the middle of the night and who beats up Joe Gordon-Levitt. Now, I am also a third grade teacher in the movie. So I would posit that I am less a scumbag, more a piece of
Oh, wow. So you're, yeah, this is range now.
I
this
think there's
is a
category
different...
beyond scumbag that is really just piece of
Okay. Transparent, a wonderful new show on Amazon.
Beautiful show. Love everybody on Transparent. And it's an amazing opportunity they gave me to come in. I play a pretty good guy. I love this, too. Everybody that tweets about Transparent is like, hey, I can't believe Jason Mantzoukas is on Transparent. And he's pretty normal, except that I am a drug dealer.
Okay. So that's like sort of your pinnacle.
That's where we're at.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, it's like, oh, no, he's nice to Sarah on the show. So he's a nice guy, even though he is a drug dealer.
Number 5, John Daly.
John Daly has been affiliated with UCB for over a decade. And like Jason Mantzoukas, he's part of the improv group Mother. He's also a regular on Kroll Show. This is a clip of John Daly channeling Ryan Gosling on an episode of The Meltdown with Jonah and Kumail.
Times it gets so sad, you know? It gets so freaking sad. Ah, oh, boy, I go out, get my cool car, you know? And I just drive. I'm Ryan Gosling. I'm pretty tough. But I ain't no crazy cool artist like no Shia LaBeouf. Shia LaBeouf's doing it, man. He's got it down. He's super cool. I don't know what he's doing, but if you blow your eyes, it's like, is that Picasso or is that the guy from Transformers 2 Dark of the Moon? And I don't know why. I'm just trying to be a simple actor, movie star guy. Just trying to be an actor, you know. Real cool, you know. I'm from Brooklyn, you know. I'm from Brooklyn, Ontario, so. Hey, that's pretty cool. Everyone there, it talks like this, you know. It's like pretty much Brooklyn, except we say, forget about it. But, you know, I growing up, I hang out with Smitty down at the mechanic shop a lot. He was real nice to me, you know, gave me my first self-esteem, and he, you know, he really was the one who taught me how to drive. I changed my accent. The bee in movies. I think it's working pretty nicely. So suck my dick. I'm sorry I said that.
Number 6, Jessica Williams.
Currently a correspondent for The Daily Show, Jessica Williams performed at UCB in LA before she moved to New York.
For more, we go to Jessica Williams live tonight outside the Senate. Thank you very much. Jessica. Oh. What is you're a woman. Jessica, what is your take on all this? Is that you're clapping, I get it. That guy was clapping, so now you're clapping.
No, John, you know, this is just how we women show our appreciation for the male gaze. And if I may offer my own unsolicited comment to that guy, those smiles do not indicate a 90% success rate.
Well, they don't, but what do you mean? What do the smiles mean?
You know what, John? It means that the woman is trying her best to end this interaction. Because if she doesn't smile, he might tell her to smile. If she tells you to leave her alone, you'll probably call her a bitch. And I know he thinks he's different, that he's classy, he's charming. But since going to work isn't a performance, we're not looking for applause. And what he's doing is basically just a high-minded Lincoln Center version of, hey, sweet tits.
I see you seem to have struck a nerve with our audience. Mm. Well, on behalf of my gender, I am so sorry.
You know what, John? I've actually heard a lot worse. One time, this guy with a hairless cat standing
Don't finish this. Don't finish this, because okay, I know
deal,
where that's going.
Deal, that's fine. But my point is, this Telly Savalas looking mother. And that's right. I know who Telly Savalas is. He's Kojak, right? Because my grandma used to watch it, and she would always talk about it. I guess he was like a sexy guy, like an NYPD officer.
He had lollipop. He was very sexy. That's
he
right.
He was bald.
Yes.
Okay, whatever. Anyway, that Telly Savalas looking mother should hold his applause, because our walk to work is not there for him to comment on. It's not a red carpet. It's not a Fashion Week runway. It's a sidewalk. And believe it or not, getting the horny clap of approval from any guy does not improve my day. It actually creeps me out. So guys, get some impulse control, because I got some to do.
Number 7, Nick Kroll.
We mentioned him earlier, but Nick Kroll was a student at UCB, and he regularly performed stand-up and characters in all of their locations. Here's a clip of Nick Kroll sharing how he lost his virginity on the Pete Holmes Show.
How do you lose your virginity?
I was 19.
I'm so glad the teen came.
Yeah, I was 9.
I was 9.
I was 9. I was living in a brothel where Don Draper was raised. And
a hobo.
I was
came
like,
by.
Yeah.
A lady hobo.
Yeah. Oh, what she a had, dream.
Yeah. She had experiences in that bindle.
Yeah. She made me use a can of beans as a condom.
Nick, I don't care how it's doing. That is the funniest thing I've heard all day. A lady hobo made me use a can of beans as a condom. Yeah. And about 100 people were like, we'll get the next one. That is absurd.
Thank you.
So you were 19.
Yeah. It was, it ended up being Valentine's Day.
Oh.
By chance. It was President's Day weekend, which happened to be turned into Valentine's Day.
Okay.
With
Perfect
a friend.
Storm.
With a friend. She was also a virgin.
And you just made a pact to get it out of the way?
No, it just sort of organic. It was like one of the few real experiences that felt like a sort of storybook, kind of like, oh, like we're both virgins and we didn't know we were gonna hook up tonight, and let's have sex. And she pressed charges.
Okay. It's like a Bob Seger song.
Yeah, yeah.
You just got caught in the rain.
Yeah, yeah, kind of.
And warmed off. Warmed up.
It was real fun. And then, is it weird that it was in my sister's bed?
Is that true?
Yeah.
How many...
Do you think I would just propose that as, like, a hypothetical?
Tell me about a couple questions. How many stuffed animals are on the comforter?
No, and she was older than me. I didn't lose my virginity in a child's bed.
Because that would be weird.
Yeah.
Were there any photos of your sister kind of like on the bed stand?
Just one taped to the face of the girl I was losing the virginity.
I'm going to use every ounce of my pull to make sure that this part stays in the interview.
Number 8, John Mulaney.
You might know him from stand-up specials or as a writer on SNL. You might also know him for joining Nick Kroll in their Oh Hello duo. He's also known to pop into a variety of UCB stand-up shows. Mulaney joined his friend and other SNL alum, Seth Meyers, to talk about Donald Trump on Late Night.
It's lovely to have you here.
Nice to be here on your talk show.
Congrats on the special. It's great.
Thank you. Thank
I
you
really
for saying
love
that.
It.
That's
and,
very nice of you to say.
Everybody should Thank check you. It out. Now, obviously, you were following the presidential campaigns. You had a great bit about Trump way before, years before he was pretending to run for president.
Yes. He was still an odd person back then.
Yes.
This was in 2007 when he was just doing Celebrity Apprentice. And he was like, oh, that's about the weirdest he'll ever be. And then he topped that.
Yeah, he really did.
No, but I'm repeating myself, but what I said back then was that, to me, like, Trump is not a rich man. Donald Trump is like what a hobo imagines a rich man to be. Like, Trump was walking around under an underpass, and he heard some guy like, oh, as soon as my number comes in, I'm going to put up tall buildings with my name on them. I'll have fine golden hair. And a TV show where I fire Gene Simmons with my children. And Trump was like, that is how I will live my life.
Like, what is your take on this so far?
Well, it's in keeping with him. Because when he makes a decision, he must think to himself, like, what would a cartoon rich person do? Run for president. So what's weird to me is, like, that the success kind of continues for him. But I realized something as to what might be causing that. You know, I watched 2 episodes of Family Feud back-to-back every day on the Game Show Network.
Sure.
Have I told you that? Yeah, okay, yeah. We talked about this? Okay.
Yeah, we have, yes.
Those of you that have never seen Family Feud, it's a nightly game show where 2 families, a white family and a fun family, square off. And they're supposed to answer a white family and the family you root for. And then they're supposed to pick the 5, 7, or 9 most probable answers that are from a survey of 100 people.
Yeah.
And I know you're like, why are you re-explaining the rules of Family Feud?
I'm mostly just like, what a wonderful set of rules.
Yeah. Well, they are wonderful, but no one follows them because people on that show are just saying things.
Yeah.
Like, if the show was called, Hey, That's Possible, a lot of people would be good at Family Feud. So here's what happens when you watch 2 episodes of Family Feud back-to-back every day on the Game Show Network, GSN. You don't become dumb. A lot of people might think you become dumb. You actually start to feel smart. Because you feel smarter than the people on Family Feud. But once your bar for intelligence becomes the people on Family Feud, 2 things happen. 1, you become very, very dumb.
Yeah.
And secondly, you start to think that the people that are good at Family Feud are smart. You know, they'll be like, name a vehicle that would come to a fire. And they're like, fire truck. And you're like, whoa, this guy's good at fast money. So that's what's happened with Donald Trump. He's not good at running for president. He's just good at Family Feud. And these other people are terrible at Family Feud.
Right.
So when the Steve Harvey of this election is like, name something that is bothering Americans. And Ted Cruz is like, Benghazi. But then Trump is like, all the problems. And that's the number one answer up on the board. So he's pretty good at it.
He's good.
He's good at Family Feud.
He's good at Family Feud.
Number 9, Jenny Slate.
The voice of Marcel the Shell with shoes on, Jenny Slate starred in a one-woman show, Dead Millionaire, at UCB in New York. Here's a clip of Jenny reminiscing with Jimmy Fallon about some of their early work together.
Jenny, you look gorgeous.
Thank you.
Well, thank you for coming on the show. I can't even tell you how happy we are. We're kind of like feel proud because we knew you when. You helped us out when we started Late Night.
Yes.
You were in a couple, what do we call it? Seventh Floor West.
It was Seventh Floor West, and it was one of my first television jobs ever.
Oh, really?
Yes.
And it was like a spoof on The Hills.
Right. Yes, that's what it was. And I was a page, and I got like a page uniform.
I have a picture.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah. It's me. Me, you, and Miles. And look at Higgins. What is he doing there? I don't remember what scene. He's wearing a scuba.
He's wearing a scuba mask.
Yeah, I don't know why that was happening. But anyways, it was super fun, and you were so talented there, and now look at you now.
Yeah.
You're killing it. You're doing great.
Oh, man. That's very nice. I remember being like, they like, you know, my manager or something was like, they want you to do this. And I was like, okay, no problem. But I had never met Jimmy before, and I was really nervous. And we were, like, about to shoot our first thing, and we were standing kind of, like, off to the side by a magazine rack. And I was like, just be cool. Like, just don't, you know, just be cool. Don't act like you're looking at Jimmy Fallon, who you watch on TV and you love. And in my mind, I was just like, Jimmy Fallon. Like, I was just, like, freaking out so much. And I think you probably sensed, you know, like, the stress hormones just, like, billowing out. And you grabbed, like, a magazine, and you were like, I like this magazine. You're just like trying to be a nice person and to just make conversation. And I just went, I don't read that. Like, really loudly and just.
I don't read that.
I don't read that.
Yeah, it's like, I was just trying to make small talk.
So bad. Like, no, all night I was just at home, like, looking at my dog, being like, I don't read that. You don't read that. Leon, you can't even say anything at all. Because I don't read that.
No. Here's the good news. I don't remember that at all. I remember
good.
Just being.
I'm glad I brought it up.
No, yeah. Now I think about it.
Thank goodness.
No, I just remember how funny you were and how great you were. I was like, I don't even know how we ended up finding you, but I was like, this girl's amazing, so good, and that was a good funny spoof of Do you watch reality shows? Do you?
You know, they make me really nervous. They stress me out so much. Like, I have a group of girlfriends, and they get together and watch. And I just, like, I watch, like, The Bachelor or whatever, and I'm just like...
We love The Bachelor.
I understand. It's a popular program.
Yeah, absolutely.
In America.
That's, yeah.
Which is this country, so it's, yeah, it's great.
Yeah.
Other facts I know.
I don't watch that.
I don't watch that. I
like reality shows. I think it does the opposite for me. It calms me down because I go, my life is so much better than these people.
True. Right.
Flipping tables over and fighting and getting in fights in restaurants.
I'm big like, time.
That would never happen in my life.
So much like glue in the hair, you know, like just like a lot of dew going on.
And, what?
You know, like everyone like made up all the time.
Oh, yeah.
That kind of stuff.
It's fake and plastic face.
Yeah, big time plastic faces. And then like The Bachelorette, I'm like, are there enough bathrooms? Like, that's what
you think you're watching The Bachelorette, you're like, are there enough bathrooms?
I'm like, there are, like, 30 million really upset women in this house. Are there enough bathrooms?
See, maybe you're not ready for reality shows.
No,
you're not.
No.
Number 10, Abby Jacobson and Alana Glazer.
Abby and Alana both became students at UCB in New York in 2006. They came together to form a web series, Broad City, which was eventually adapted into a Comedy Central show. Here's Jimmy Fallon again, this time talking with Abby and Alana about their show.
Gosh, it's just a fun, fresh show. I don't know what to compare it to. I think that's why everyone's enjoying it and watching, because it's just so different, and it's loosely based on your lives in New York City. Right? Kind of? The stories are pretty. Some of them are out there, but most of it is.
Yeah, we play Abby and Alana.
Interesting. How did you come up with those names?
It was you have to land on it, so it was they just sounded right, though.
They really
need to exhaust the options before you land.
There's so many good bits. There's one thing I always laugh at is Bed Bath & Beyond. You go to Bed Bath & Beyond, you're like, have you been here before? And you're like, oh, a couple times. But yet you know all the employees. you have special handshakes with all, like, crazy elaborate ones, like, what? And you do this whole thing.
We do like dancing.
I mean, yeah. My question was, one, do you actually go to Bed Bath & Beyond? Because I think I know which one you go to. And number two, can you go there now? Or is it like Norm going into a bar and be like, don't look at me, everybody? I mean, because people are like, oh, my gosh, you're in Bed Bath & Beyond.
Well... Yeah, it's been different.
oh, my God.
But
it's very tragic. Oh, my God.
No, I just get a lot of anxiety now. Like, I have this like, circle-long trash can that I think I can only buy the bags there.
Yeah.
And I love the store.
Yeah,
but
it's a great store.
I get a lot of anxiety going there now.
Yeah.
And it's the same one we shot in, and I just...
Do they recognize, and they all go, do you get, like...
And, you know, no one recognizes me.
Zero.
It's a big buildup on my part, and no one recognizes me.
You could wear the same outfit you wore in the episode?
I knocked up over nothing.
She dresses up in the outfit, nothing.
Zero at all.
I go up to the employees, and I'm like, nothing.
Nothing
They're
at
like,
all.
Get
you
off
get zero.
Of my body.
We even went in there recently together, and nobody cares. It's fine.
Zero.
Alana needed to buy 3 wicked candles.
So we made an excursion.
That's too many wicks.
It's embarrassing.
That's too many.
The fame has changed me. You know? Yeah.
Fame has changed. Now
two
more
wicks,
you need
baby.
Two more wicks in each candle.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's it. That's the show this week. Thanks for listening. Special thanks to Jamie Flan for lending his voice to this episode. He's the artistic director of the Improv, so if you get a chance, come to one of their shows. He hosts a weekly show, Van Jam, on Wednesday nights. It's great. Check it out. We're working on a really special episode that I can't wait to share with you guys, so keep listening. We'll drop some hints maybe in Twitter. And speaking of Twitter, segue. You can follow us at CESO Show. That's SEESO Show. Thanks so much for listening. Take care.